Well, Rory, first of all, I suppose, 10 days out, how are preparations going, or how have they gone so far?
Things gone good, Tom. You know, obviously the boys had the week off, you know, with the clubs and, you know, with the club championship, and we were back then, I suppose, the Tuesday week after the Throne game, and it's been kind of full steam ahead. There was a league fixtures there at the weekend, so we came through them relatively unscathed. So, you know, we're fairly happy from that point of view that we should have a full panel really to pick from, with the exception of possibly Darragh O'Connor. So we're happy enough, you know.
Yeah, because I know quite a few of the lads played, one or two rested, obviously Niggly Knox and Niggly injuries as well at the week.
A few sat out, but nothing major, you know. I suppose there was a tough enough week's training on the Tuesday and Thursday, and, you know, obviously the bodies be a wee bit sore, and I think a couple of them sat out there by choice. But look, we'd basically a full hand to pick from a training last night, so that was pleasing, you know.
Yeah, and Martin McElhinney, I know it's a virus, but I believe he's back in training, or coming back to training.
Back out there last night. So look, he obviously had a wee bit of a bug, but he's back on the mend, and he didn't just go flat out last night. But we were just monitoring him there. But look, he should be really good to go by the weekend again. So he's out of danger, you know.
Yeah. And what's the plan now for now until Sunday week?
We'll train at the weekend now a couple of times, and then it'll be just into our normal routine Tuesday, Thursday, and into the weekend then.
Yeah, and of course most of the hard heavy lifting is done at this stage. It's probably more down to tactics from now on, is it?
It is. Yeah, we've done a wee bit of work obviously the first week back, you know, and did even a wee bit there on Monday in the bank holiday as well. So now we'll be honing ourselves now and get our head around what Armagh are going to bring to the table very much.
And talking about Armagh, there's a school of thought out there that they will provide a different type of challenge to Tyrone the last day.
There's no doubt, you know, every day, you know, each team sets up differently, and Armagh probably play a different style of football to Tyrone, you know, there's no doubt about that, and that presents a different challenge. And, you know, to be fair to them, there's some super forwards there, so they have, you know, obviously Jamie Clark, the marquee forward, but last year the likes of Stephen Campbell and Aidan Farker and the young Dias, and now the young Michael McKinnon, and, you know, I think they've brought, you know, a lot of bigger players as well, of Ethan Rafferty and Aaron Spindon in the middle of the field, and probably a bigger team than Tyrone overall, you know.
Yeah, and of course in the Athletic grounds then as well, I suppose that adds to it.
It does, Tom, you know. I was at an Armagh Tyrone game there maybe in 2011 or 12, and it was an unbelievable atmosphere at it, so it was. And I think you add in the fact that Kieran's first year as manager, he's a very iconic figure there, and he's a player, the manager the Armagh public have probably wanted for a long period, so it is, and I think that's going to bring out the best in Armagh.
Yeah, and I know you're meticulous in your preparations, and you have travelled the length and breadth of the country already this year to look at teams. Have you got to look at Armagh this year at all?
I suppose we did. We've seen them in the league final and that as well, and You know, it's part of your kind of job to keep an eye on all teams, you know, particularly in Ulster. So it did. So, but look, they're probably in Division 3. They've never really had a full strength team out. What we would feel is at any stage, and probably could afford to do that. And they looked at a lot of players through that league, and they came through it very comfortably. I think there's no doubt they were the best team in that division by a mile. And I think most people realise that they're not a Division 3 team. So, you know, they're going to present a huge challenge, and it's something that we're really looking forward to.
So have you looked at last year's championship game in Croke Park? A couple of times, I'm sure, at this stage.
We did, yeah. You know, obviously that's very relevant, you know, and they played very well that day. And, you know, even early on in the game, I think they dominated for long periods. And then Oran obviously got the goal, which gave us, you know, a good opportunity to get back ahead, but they fought back really well, so they did. And I thought Armagh played really well on the day. You seen that they were a team that very clearly knew what they were about. I think that a lot of young players who played, you know, very, very well, considering their age and that. So, look, there can be definitely a few learnings taken out of that.
Yeah. And any lessons or any improvements required from the last day against Tyrone? You know, it was a pretty good performance, and I suppose very encouraging, not only obviously that you won it, but the fact and the manner in which you did it. But I'm sure there's one or two things to be learned as well.
There is. Look, there's any day you play, there's always learnings, and, you know, there can be huge improvement made. Look, we'd be really disappointed, Tom. You know, we went 4-0 up, and, you know, after they got the goal, I think we went 6 points to a goal, and, you know, then Tyrone totally dominated us in the middle of the park. I think they got 6 out of the next 7 points, and that's something that we couldn't be happy with. You know, they dominated us in both sets of kickouts. They got through for scoring opportunities too easy in the same period. They missed chances, you know. You know, we were rather fortunate, to be honest, going in ahead at half-time. You know, it took the great goal that we got finished by Martin, and then a super point by Colum to put us ahead again. But and we'd be disappointed with that period of the game in particular. And then probably in the second half that we felt we should have, we only kicked 5 points, I think, in the second half. We felt with the breeze that was in it, we should have maybe kicked a few more points. But those are things we have to have got to work on. But you've also got to put, remember that Tyrone are a top drawer team and are always going to come with periods of ascendancy, you know.
And as we all well recorded and well commented about, Michael Murphy got close attention. I suppose that's what you can expect every day now he goes out.
Ah, yeah, listen, look, my Michael's a top drawer player, and, you know, there's no doubt about that. So it is. Look, he's seen as our leader and our talisman. But look, you know, that opens up opportunities for other people as well. So it does. And I think Michael responded to it very well. He kicked some immense threes. And, you know, he'll work himself into the game, you know.
Yeah. And tell me, as we mentioned earlier, you know, Armagh going to provide a different type of challenge. Does that alter your preparations? Does it alter your game plan?
Not overly. You know, I think every team trains all year to bring their own identity to every game, you know. So they're doing, regardless of the opposition, you try to impose your own style of play, and Armagh will be doing the exact same. And, you know, somewhere along the line, there'll be a slight clash and a slight tapering off, you know, but we'll be very much, you know, aware that they'll present a different challenge at Tyrone and hopefully try to adapt to it a wee bit differently, all right.
And what are you, there's a school of thought out there as well where, you know, as we know, there was quite a lot of talk and a lot of discussion and a lot of headlines made about the game the last day. In terms of Sunday's game, there's a feeling that maybe this could come to Donegal's advantage this week going into the Athletic Grounds, that really the eyes and ears of the nation will be on that game and everybody watch very closely.
Well, we felt the eyes of the nation, or, you know, and we were watched very closely the last day, so we were, you know. So it is. But look, every day it takes on a different life. We'll adapt to it, you know. I think discipline, you know, in any game's key, so it is, and you have to play within the rules of the game, and, you know, and obviously, you know, Gaelic football, every referee interprets things slightly differently, you know, but we'll adapt whatever way the referee wants to referee it, you know.
In terms of the opposition, does it alter your thinking in terms of the team, the way it's set up, personnel?
Not overly, again, you know. Look, there'll obviously be players that have to be marked, like any team, you know. You have certain man markers for certain players, and we look at that. But no, look, the fact that the opposition changed, it won't overly influence the way we look at the team, you know.
Nobody said it was ever going to be easy. Tyrone in the preliminary round, Armagh in the quarter final.
And there's no doubt it's a very daunting side of the draw, so it is, you know. But it is what it is, and it's something that we've had to meet head on, you know. And look, we'll be ready, you know, regardless of the opposition. It's our job, and as a group, and it's our job as management to have the boys ready. And I know the players will demand that themselves, and the players will be ready for the battle. And that's something that they're really gearing up for now. And every day, you take it day on day, and you keep working and working away every day to become better and hopefully arrive in a situation that gives you the best possible chance of producing a performance on the 14th.